Psalm 6. Preface. When sin becomes alive in the conscience and begins to sting, when the thunderbolts of the divine law with its threats and curses strike into the soul, then the heart is cast to and fro like a frail craft in an angry sea. A heart filled with remorse over sin and terrified at the wrath to come has no peace. The light of day cannot gladden it, and in the night it finds no rest, because it sees the jaws of hell open to devour it. This stinging of sin, these pangs of eternal death, our Lord Jesus Christ suffered in the highest degree, when in the agony of death on the cross, the cry burst from his lips, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But when it seems to us that God is turned against us, that he has forsaken us and is minded to consign us to destruction, we should remember, though for a while he may hide his face from us as in anger, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. And we should imitate the example of our Lord in the darkest hour of his woe. We should cry unto God for light, for comfort, and deliverance. The fervent prayer of faith offered up in the name of Jesus Christ is like refreshing rain on parched ground, for it extinguishes the fire of temptation and despair which Satan has kindled in the heart. No one should remain without comfort who in the day of trouble will call upon the name of the Lord from a believing heart. Of this we are reminded by the sixth psalm, a penitential prayer for the healing of the soul. To the chief musician on Neginoth, upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Summary. In this psalm, David complains of that high spiritual temptation, the siftings of Satan, when the darts of the law pierce the conscience, when hope seems lost and the heart trembles on the brink of despair. This spiritual affliction, in which the heart is barren of comfort, is also called the sorrows of hell and the snares of death. And St. Paul describes it as the buffetings of Satan's messenger. The soul, so afflicted, must cry out with the prophet, "Woe is me!" But at the end, David expresses the assurance that the Lord heard the voice of his weeping and received his supplications in his sore afflictions. In this, he is a comforting ensample to all those who are exercised in the same conflicts. Of these conflicts, the proud, who trust in themselves that they are righteous, know nothing. Thinking themselves worthy of God's favor, they despise the penitent sinners, and like the Pharisee in the temple, they are not justified in the sight of God. But when death approaches, the night of despair, which knows no morning, falls upon them. But the soul, which seeks alone the righteousness of faith in Jesus Christ, though it must pass through fire and must grapple with the powers of darkness, will finally triumph, and the light of eternal glory will shine upon it. Prayer. O Lord, thou God of mercy, forgive us all our sins for the sake of the bitter sufferings of thy Son Jesus Christ, grant us a triumphant faith by which we may obtain the victory in all afflictions and temptations, and by thy grace uphold us when we must pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen.